talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, and it's a Getaway Friday. First Friday in the season of autumn 2022. Autumn came last night at 9:03, 9:04, depend on who you listen to. Ben Gilbert was on earlier. He said technically it could be 9:03, but it might have been 9:04. I think that's cutting a little the hairs a little bit when autumn came in, but that's the way it goes. 16 minutes past the hour here on the Exchange Club on this Friday. In studio, we have Linda Sims, whose Voice of a People program can be heard every Wednesday and Thursday. I got to memorize the schedule at some point.
Me too.
Every Wednesday and Thursday from 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon. And, well, you know, this is a long time coming because it's been over a year and there's been a lot of tension.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Linda? When there's tension, there's a lot of tension in this room right now. Can you feel it? A lot of tension.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, Linda can feel it. Linda's honest. You don't have to take it from me.
Abby. Start.
Abby's back here today, and first time she's been in the studio for a year after many angry call-ins. Now, before I let you talk, we are on the Facebook Live now, and we've already gotten comments from Mike McGinnis. Mike, I know you're out there watching, and he said, hey, it's Abby. So there was Mike. And Mary, one of our other listeners. Why does that come up in the middle? Nice to put a face with the name. Must be talking about you, because I know she's seen Linda.
Yeah.
So, Abby, so now you've seen her face, Mary. You know what I've been looking at for a while. All right. What a way to start.
That's not right, is it?
No, see, and wonder why I get defensive, or, you know, he says I get angry, but the comments are never nice.
No, I just said, you know what I've been looking at now for a while. That was not a negative comment.
Right.
Linda, was that negative?
Well, no, but maybe it's the way he said
there
it.
There
right?
we
maybe
go.
Maybe the way he said it.
Yeah,
yes. I got to tell you, this is funny, and I hope John and Carolyn Heimlich, longtime listeners, are out there listening. John said to me yesterday, I saw him in the grocery store, because he knew you were coming on.
Okay.
And John passed me by, and he said, I'm going to be listening tomorrow for the big fight. So this is being anticipated by people, this big knockdown dragout. And Mike has dropped in with it. Now, Mike is the 600-pound life star, TLC.
Yeah.
And Mike said, rather see, well, of course you'd rather see Abby than Scott. Well, of course, he's male. I hope he'd rather see her than me at this particular point. But
Scott.
Well, what do you think? Well, some people, you know, are that way, but I'm just not. Have I said anything bad so far?
No.
There you go.
No.
Thank goodness Linda's here to vouch for me, because you put things on me sometimes that aren't really fair.
I don't know, because I think she's heard you talk to me some, and I don't know that she always agrees with you.
The viewers, by the way, are just off the hook right now on the Facebook.
Well, because they don't know what I look like. I mean, honestly, I've been on before. Even you said it's been a year since I've been in here, which I can't believe, but
here's what I want people to do. I'm going to do the public a public service right now. Here's what you do. If you're watching on the Facebook Live, take a picture of it with your phone. Take a picture of the picture. Take a picture, and here's what you do. You cut Linda out of the picture, and you take Abby's picture, because Halloween's coming up, and you'll have yourself a nice little decoration there for your house.
See, Miss Linda, is that as nice?
Yes. No, that wasn't nice, but I was doing that for comedy.
Here's the thing. I didn't know there was a camera. You did not warn me of this. I didn't know.
Don't you watch us on the Facebook Live?
No. No.
Well, you're a friend. You're a pal.
I'm sorry. I don't. I'm usually, if I'm listening, it's just on my computer or on my phone sitting next to me. I don't always have Facebook Live up.
The comments are just coming in like crazy.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure.
We just got a message from Jessica out there. Jessica says, I have known Abby for a long time. Preschool teaching days.
Ah, okay.
Whatever. That's nice. I don't know what to
say
to that.
And there wasn't a negative comment to follow, so that's a good thing.
Well, no, I don't know what to say to that. Do you, Linda?
Did you teach preschool?
I'm a director at a preschool currently still. So, all and right. then Scott Jury's and I work out. Together. Jury's out. I still have a job. That's where I just came from.
We show up together. I don't know that we work together. I work and you watch.
Oh. I will bite my tongue on that one.
Okay, well, let's get to the big stuff, and then we'll get to the current events as time goes on, because there's some issues we got to settle out here, Linda.
Okay,
number one on the issue list, because maybe people didn't hear it the other day, give us like a two-minute synopsis of the Post Malone concert.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was awesome. Like, he was amazing. Even with the report I read said cracked ribs, even with the bruised ribs, whatever, he put on a heck of a show. He kind of poked fun at himself about falling in a hole on stage, but he sang. I mean, it was like 2 hours anyway. I mean, he's put on a great concert. Okay. A lot of fun. Yeah, it was good. I would go again. He makes me want to go again, to be honest. It was that good. So I guess as a performer, he did what he was supposed to do, right? If you want to go back and see him again.
Now, do you like Post Malone?
I had never heard of him.
Neither have I. Nobody has, really.
What songs what does do he mean? Sing? I mean, is he jazz or rhythm and blues?
No. It's like he's like...
Country singer?
It's not rap. It's just like... He's not really he's not a rapper at all. Okay. It's a.
He's heavily tattooed. He's heavily tattooed. I don't know what that's all about.
I guess it's just his style.
I'm just making a point.
Would you think less of me if I had face tattoos?
That's like a trick question. I don't really know. But I don't think any less of anybody for having tattoos. I think that's fine. It's a hip thing to do nowadays. But I'm just pointing out that if you saw him, you would know him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he would. Right. It's not a face you forget.
He's got words on his face. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what they are.
I think it's like always tired, and then he has other...
Always tired.
Yeah, I mean, you're so extra, Scott.
Get that tattooed on your face. Always tired.
See if I can find a picture of him.
But the concert was good, is what you're telling
me. It was really good, yeah. It was crazy nationwide. I think it was a sold-out show. So that's like 20,000 people or something like that, I think. So, yeah, it was... It was awesome.
Well, that was a nice crowd.
It was huge. Yeah. It was great, yeah.
We don't really know if 20,000 people were there. That's, you know.
I mean, a sold-out show, so I can only go with what, like,
it was sold out
means.
Right.
I mean,
now, who said it was sold out?
Nationwide Arena?
They came on the stage during the show and said, this is a sold-out performance.
So here he was at the show because he was in a Columbus Blue Jackets jersey.
Well, that's nice. Right? Now, this is after he fell and bruised his ribs?
Yeah, that was, it was the day after. So.
Poor man.
I can't imagine. I fall. I trip a lot. Like, I'm not graceful. Actually, my mom calls me Grace because of my lack of being graceful. But, I can imagine falling in front of, like, 20, I think it was at United Center or something, like 20,000 plus people there.
No,
thank you.
It's embarrassing.
Right?
Embarrassing.
Yes.
Embarrassing. Yes. And then especially when you've got always tired tattooed on your face.
I mean, but he took it, though, and he kind of poked fun at himself and went on with the show. What are you going to do?
Well, brilliant. So what was wrong with that?
I mean, I don't make fun of whatever music you might listen to.
I'm not, did I make any fun of this man? See, you're touchy. That's one of your character flaws. You're a little touchy.
Flaws?
Yeah. Now, don't you think, Linda, she's a little touchy? Everything I say, she takes as an adversarial way. I'm not trying to be adversarial. It's just me.
That's the point, right? It's just him.
It's just
him.
Me. That's what we say. It's just him.
Just me.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the last hour, Linda? And I had a beautiful conversation.
No, I was running around like a crazy person the last hour just trying to get here.
So typical.
Typical.
Typical day. Typical day. Typical day.
Not quite a typical Friday, though. They're usually a little more, like, less stressful.
A little more subdued.
A little more subdued.
A little more subdued.
Today was, you know, an exception.
Okay. So, you like horses.
I do.
I did not know this. You acted like something I should know.
I felt like we'd had this conversation before or something.
About horses?
Horse racing and things like that.
And why do
I
like horses?
I don't necessarily like to ride horses. That's definitely not my thing. But I like watching, like, horse races.
Because you're from Kentucky.
No, I'm not from Kentucky. We've discussed this as well.
Oh. Why? No, didn't your recipe for that god-awful gravy come from Kentucky?
It was delicious gravy. And it was from my grandmother, who lived in Kentucky, but I don't know that it was a secret Kentucky recipe or anything like that.
Well, I thought it was your homemade specialty
slop. She taught me how to make homemade gravy, so homemade sausage gravy.
Oh, it was awful, Linda. It was awful.
It's delicious.
I was tortured.
Yes, I do.
Oh, it was so good.
I could smell it. It permeated the hallways.
You didn't even taste it?
Oh, I tasted it.
He did taste it.
But it was terrible?
Oh, couldn't finish it.
But everyone that had it, other than him, thought it was delicious.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't like gravy, period. So
no, okay. I don't like gravy. But they were being nice, I believe.
No, they weren't. Not when you eat, like, extra biscuits with it. That's not being nice.
Well, but you brought in all this food. I mean, there was no food there that day. It was a Friday afternoon. They probably would have eaten Elmer's glue if it had been there.
I mean,
I heard laughter. That's, yeah. If I had an audience here, we'd have them laughing right now.
In other words, he's saying they were so hungry they would eat anything. Scott, that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying in my own little nice way. That's what I was trying to say there.
Nice.
I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad cook.
See?
No, one time you made me dumplings.
Blueberry dumplings.
Absolutely.
And they were delicious.
On my birthday, and they were delicious, mm-hmm. And I think I said that on the air.
And I'd never made those before. That was the first time I'd ever made those. So.
Then one time you made me homemade apple butter.
Yes. That was a process, though, because you have to, you know, put the apples in a crock pot. Like, it was all homemade stuff. That was good, though. That was really good. Apple butter. You are so mean.
I mean, I didn't...
Look at the face.
I think I still have it.
You could not give me a compliment, like, if you had to. As far as
I just gave you a compliment about the blueberry dumplings.
But everything else you say is bad. It wasn't bad.
Should I lie or should I be nice?
Be nice.
So I should lie.
Well, you said what was the option? Lie or be nice? It has to be nice.
Right, but Linda, if the apple butter's bad, do I say?
You didn't like the apple butter?
Just, you know, there was something a little off about
it. You are so full of it. Beans.
Full of beans.
Yes.
That's not what you normally would say.
No, it's not.
But let's say full of beans. You know, here's where...
I don't like apple butter. Had you had it before?
Oh, no, I love apple butter.
Oh.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. I like it on English muffins. I like it on toast. That's one of the few things, because I'm not a peanut butter person. That's one of the few things I could, like, take a teaspoon and just apple butter it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
I haven't ever tasted one that good.
Oh, it's delicious. Well, neither have I in this particular situation.
I mean, I guess I just won't make you any more. That easy.
Well, you haven't. That's been several years ago. I brought this up recently that you see, here's, we forged a friendship at one point based upon gifts.
Right, it was what I did for you.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
that.
Our friendship was based on. I was not a receiver of those gifts.
Oh, that's not true.
This past school year when you would bring me Mountain Dew, that was like the...
I did bring you Mountain Dew.
You did, every now and then. And it was
and
awesome.
And candy.
Candy.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I thanked you then. I was very appreciative.
Yeah, but you act like I never do anything.
For 2 years prior.
Yeah, but you would sometimes you would show up with sodas.
He would text me before and he would say, what snacks are you bringing? I need pretzels and I need Diet Coke.
Well, my blood sugar was dry.
But I always made sure you had it.
Well, sometimes.
Every time.
But you complained. See, when you complain when you do the nice act, it kind of takes away from the nice act.
I never complained.
Well, here's your Coke.
Here's your Coke. That sounds like something I would say. Like, really?
Yeah.
Here's your Coke.
Here's your just kind of dismissive.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, Linda, here's I need your opinion on this, because this is a situation that happened last Christmas. You know, the holy time. The baby Jesus and the Christmas and the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a holiday. It's beautiful.
Right.
Here's what happened. Now, you tell me. Now only talk if there's a... Because don't come in with trying to fog this story up.
I will not.
Okay, here's what happened. It's the day of the big Christmas party.
Okay.
The big work Christmas party, okay?
Okay, but it's a Christmas party.
I get three works
no,
on where she's
like,
already
it's
in.
It's not like with adults. Like, we are doing, like, games with, what, probably 15?
Kids.
15.
But the teachers were a part of it.
Right, and so we're entertaining that we're doing stuff with the kids.
It's a big party.
It was a decent size, kind of not a small undertaking for that. You know, it was took a lot of preparation.
It was a big party.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
There was a party going on, Linda.
Right, okay.
Christmas party. Last time her and I are going to... And we're kind of off in our own little area. We share an office, whatever. And so it's Christmas time. Last day. I'm going to see her before Christmas. And I walk in the room. Now, this is how she greets me. The day of the party. As I walk in. Not Merry Christmas. Not How are you? Not, you know, we're going to have fun today. Nothing. This is what she says to me as I walk in the room. Today you're going to have to do something.
I believe I said
that's
that.
That's what she said. Now, right there. Now, are we on a good tone for the holiday?
Okay, can I start now?
No, wait a second. But then she follows that up with,
right,
can you do something for me? I want you to go down and get the pizzas.
I don't think I said, can you do something for me? I said, you're going down to get pizzas, I think is
right.
What I said.
And I said, because now I'm ticked.
Right, right.
And I said, no, I'm not going down to get those pizzas. And she came to me, because it was like 45 minutes before the pizzas needed picked up.
Okay.
She came to me like four or five times. Now, you are going to go get those pizzas. I said, no. No, I'm not going to get those pizzas, and I did not go and get those pizzas.
Now, so this is a different story, and I will interject, because you said at the time, I don't go to the OK. That's what you kept saying, I'm not going there to pick up pizzas. Yes, that's what you said. It was
well, I've been to the OK.
Because so. I was, yes, but you were telling me you wouldn't go there to pick up pizzas. I was like, you just go in the back door, pick up
pizzas.
Oh,
because people would talk to me. That's what I told you. I would get stuck down there, and
nobody
I would not...
Nobody gets stuck in the back door there talking to people. Nobody.
Well, maybe you don't, but I do.
Well, it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's not like they had a huge crowd.
No, because I know somebody there who will talk to me if I go there, and I knew that if I walked in the door, I could not get out.
No, you just...
But I wouldn't have gone anyway because of how you greeted me...
That was nice.
...on the most holy day.
Well, first of all, it was like the 15th of December, which is not the most holy day.
Okay, so Linda, the question here is... If you're greeted that way by your coworker, the day of the Christmas party, would you have done something for this person?
That Can I said? Interject, like, what led up to this,
maybe,
though?
Maybe.
But wouldn't you feel, in your heart, wouldn't there have been anger?
Let's talk about what led up to this. Like, I'm here early, setting up this party. Scott just like, moseys in. No big deal.
I moseyed in.
I planned all the games. I got all of the stuff for the games. I bought all the presents. I wrapped everything. I had all the tables already covered.
Right.
Everything was on. So I was definitely a little stressed. I'm sure that I was a little short with him. Right. I'm not even denying that. But like...
A little short?
When you're...
That's why you said hello.
Like, when my helper comes in, just like, acting like it's just another day. And I've been there for, you know... 30 or 40 minutes, like
that's my official title.
It all together.
Helper.
It's probably not your official title, but
helper.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say your official title on air.
I don't know. I gotta go back to the comments here because we're getting comments galore.
Great.
Galore. This is why we Facebook it.
No.
All right, what do we have here? What was the last comment? Okay, Mike came back and said Scott is so mean. Whatever, Mike. Well, Mike.
Score one for me.
Yeah, Mike's clearly been drinking, whatever he's doing right now. And then, oh, Michelle. Michelle's out there. Michelle said, did I just get fired? No, Michelle, where are you? We miss you, Michelle. We've missed you. Have you ever met Michelle?
I don't think so.
Lovely person.
Yeah.
Oh,
lovely
okay.
person. Mm-hmm. We miss her. She's got to get in here
Stewart's
soon.
Michelle. From Stewart at Stewart's?
Yeah, she owns the Stewart's Root Beer.
Oh, no, I have not met
Yeah. her. Michelle, you got to get in here now that Stewart's is wrapping up for the season. And then she said, I wasn't lying when I said I listen, haha. So Michelle does listen. She must be, did she got the Alexa on? She got the old Alexa on? No, she got Facebook Live on, which Abby hates, apparently, even though we're getting comments.
I didn't know there was a camera. I didn't know it was
Facebook
Live.
What is wrong? You look like this all the time. If I have to deal with it, other people should too.
Just a heads up. Just like a, hey, you're going to be on camera. That'd be helpful.
It's Facebook. It's not like you're on NBC. Okay, and then Mike came back.
Who knows who's going to see it, right?
Mike said, why do we never argue on my appearances? Well, Mike, come in, we'll throw down. Whatever you want to do, Mike. You want to have a fight? Come on in. We'll fight. Mike says, excuses, ha ha ha. So that's the, well, we're getting comments, Abby, thank you. I'm glad we checked the comments because our friend Michelle's out there. Well, my friend, I don't think she really likes Abby. That's a phony thing. But,
Oh, my.
So, with 35 minutes past the hour here, again, because you didn't let Linda answer. Now, please,
what was the
please.
Question?
I know, what was the question?
Well, the question was, if your coworker greets you at the Christmas party.
That question.
Yeah, with that kind of a, you know, would you do something for him?
But you know what was happening leading up to that, though, right? So, like, he hadn't done anything. Literally. But in the days leading up to it, too, he didn't say, like, hey, could I get the stuff for a couple games, you know, and, like, take that pressure off of you?
He didn't volunteer to help you,
no.
right? Okay, so.
I didn't get a chance. I don't think I got a breath out.
like, that we also had days before that that you didn't help either. And you knew what I was planning for.
Okay, now this is beautiful. Thank goodness for Facebook Live.
What happened?
Are you ready for this comment from Michelle? Who is one of the people who has witnessed
Michelle.
Both of us. Yeah, I can read. Here's what she says. She says, "Well, I'm a witness to what Scott's duties were at school. However, he did always take out the trash to the dumpster for us, which was very nice. Other than that, he did everything." And
okay, Michelle, you should know that this past year there was no trash. We didn't take out trash. So, therefore, if his trash job's taken out of the way, what do you think he did?
And Abby said you both look nice. No, but Michelle said you both look nice.
Oh, very thank you. Nice. Thank you.
So in any event, I don't have anger over the thing. I'm just saying you wonder why I didn't do it. That's why.
I wondered why you didn't do anything most of the time. But like that day, I was exceptionally busy. So then I just kind of I definitely bit your head off. Like, I'm not even trying to deny that. I was probably a little short.
As I walked in the door.
Yeah, I definitely greeted you that way. I'm not going to deny that.
How could I have caused anger by just walking in the room?
Because you were like, nothing's wrong here. Just another day of doing nothing. And here I am, like, sweating. Literally.
She was already stretched to the limit. So when you came in, she thought, well, look at him. He's doing nothing but strolling in here.
I hadn't even got my coat off. I didn't get anything. I didn't get anywhere.
You're right. No, that's true.
This is horrible. We're getting a call.
Oh, no.
I don't know that you guys will be able to hear it, but I'm going to take the call. Go ahead, caller.
You seem to be off air. It's Carolyn Heimlich.
Okay. Thank you. No, see, this is what I'm saying.
Michelle, screenshot. Wait, she sent you. She said you didn't do a lot.
Well, she wasn't there for the last year. I had to. I was entertaining.
I mean, to who? Who were you entertaining?
You a lot of the time. Oh, and the students and other people.
Okay.
You didn't see it a lot because, you know. Because
I was too busy, like, doing stuff?
No. No.
Busying yourself,
yes, right?
Right.
Whatever you'd like to believe, all I'm just saying is that if you had greeted me in a nicer way, I might have gotten the pizzas.
Catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what I think, Linda. That's what I think. And I think that was just a rude way to greet somebody.
I'll own that. It was rude.
Especially at the holiday.
But maybe it was rude not offering help, too, right?
I guess it could go both ways.
I didn't get a chance.
So for like 3 days prior, either?
You weren't doing anything 3 days prior. Oh, she is a procrastinator. She waits till like the day of, and then everything has to be done.
That's a story.
That's what I've always witnessed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, that is what I'm talking about with her attitude. And then she puts it on me that I've got an attitude, when really I'm just a very nice guy.
Yeah.
I bet Michelle would say I'm a nice guy.
I would say you're a nice guy, too.
Well, there you go.
I think you tell a lot of stories, though.
I don't know if I tell stories.
I promise you do.
No. So, Linda, so far, how do you feel this is going?
I think it's going great.
Yeah.
Great.
Good radio.
It is good radio, isn't
good
it?
Radio.
And that's what you want. You want
right.
a good, you want a nice conflict. You want
yes.
a nice, you know, truth. Something reality-based.
Yes, absolutely. Truth.
So, you didn't hear me talking about your tan earlier on?
No.
It's probably best you didn't hear that. So,
I am tan from the sun right now. That's it. I don't understand. Like, okay. Let's just go.
No, I'm. You might be. I don't know. I'm just saying you'd have to lift up your hair for me to know that for fact. You know, no, the back of your hair. That's where all the, like when you put it in a ponytail.
Okay, but how often? Like, why if my hair is down, would you expect the back of my neck to be tan?
Because I don't imagine when you go out and do yard work.
I was trying to explain that to him.
That's what I don't understand. So, yeah, no, if I do yard work, sometimes my hair is down, sometimes my hair is up, but usually I'm sitting at, like, one of my kids' games and, like, my hair is down. I really don't put my hair up a lot. Even you can vouch for that yourself. You see me a lot of times.
Right, that's why when your hair went up, I was shocked.
So knowing that I don't have my hair up a lot, why would you expect the back of my neck to be tan?
Because I don't think when you're doing yard work that your hair's all down.
That's his explanation for this yard work? How much yard work do you think I do?
Well, you just said you did yard work. That's why you're
I
tan.
I enjoy it, but that doesn't... No, I'm outside. I never said I did yard work, and that's why I'm tan.
I'm sorry. I only pay attention to about 30% of what you say. Run that by me again.
About 12%.
What did you say?
I forget. Just...
No, I was just making a point.
I'm honestly just, like, tan from the sun, from being out. Like, you can say what you want.
Okay.
Like, there's no other... There's nothing else. There's no other reason to be tan right now.
I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm just saying I was surprised when you wore your hair in a ponytail that the back of your neck was a different color than the rest of your, you know, what face and
that is
everything.
Strange. I can't imagine the
thing. Yeah, I was shocked.
Huh. I was trying to explain that to him.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not trying
covered.
To be...
It's covered all the time.
Yeah, right? I'm not trying to be rude here.
Well, that's why she was just trying to explain it to you.
I even used myself as an example, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, far be it for... I'm just reporting the facts. I call it like I see it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's get to your sore loserness. That's the big thing. Now, there was a... She claims she wasn't playing. She was playing.
Okay.
Okay, so we're playing a game. I don't even know. What was the game?
I don't know. It was a pattern game, and I wasn't
playing. Kerplunk.
Kerplunk, it wasn't kerplunk, that's when you pull the sticks out. Kerplunk. I know which one that is. We don't even have that at school. Show us how much...
For the purposes of this story, it was kerplunk.
It wasn't.
But it was 2019, many years ago, mm-hmm. and we were playing this game, and, okay. and I mean, you know when you beat somebody bad? You know, like when it's 70... Like Ohio State last weekend. What was it, 77-12?
Yeah.
It was like
right,
one of those. Something. So yeah, I really... Was. Beat her, and I did not realize that she had this sore loser streak in her, and immediately she was very angry that I had beat her so terribly at this game.
You're a student, and I'm me, and we're, like, figuring out how to play the game and, you know, doing the patterns on there like we're supposed
right,
to,
right.
And then there's Scott, and he's like, ha-ha, I win! And I was like, you win what? And he was like, we're just playing this game. He's playing by himself. I'm helping someone. I'm helping someone understand
that's
how to play
true.
The game. And suddenly, I was like, we weren't even playing. And he was like, you're just doing a sore loser. And I was like, no, I wasn't. I didn't know we were playing. That's actually
it's called
how it
sequence.
Went.
Sequence.
No, sequence is the card one. This wasn't sequence. This was like patterns of, like shapes. There's like shapes, and you have to figure out how they go on the.
This is funny.
Cards?
Because Mike just sent a message and said, you two sound like a grumpy old married couple. Now, this is funny because I made this comment.
Mike, we'll talk later.
No. But this is what we talked about this.
And I was going to say, good thing you two do not live in the same house.
Oh. Oh, talk about prison.
I mean, you talk about how much I drink now.
No, here's, because sorry, no, this is funny, because you didn't hear the story, because you weren't listening last hour, okay, I'm going to have to repeat this story, Linda, but I think it's worthwhile. Earlier in the week, somebody sent me a message, and they said, the way you two bicker, you sound like an old married couple. And I said, thank God we're not married, because one of us would be dead in 10 minutes, and I'd be in prison.
True, and like... You would definitely be the one losing your mind because you're just not telling the truth.
But I did say earlier, thank God, because we were talking about your 27 marriages, and I said that 28, was I wrong? 28, 29, 24. That's an ugly look. That's an ugly. Yeah, it was on camera.
I hope everyone saw that I was looking at you.
Okay, so in any event. But I was. We were talking about what makes a good marriage because we were talking about people getting counseled in marriage, and I said, I don't know that you should go to somebody who has had so much experience in the marriage field with not yet. Well, what do you call a successful 5 years? I'd say 5 years. Get in there for 5 or 10 years.
I mean, I've been married for more than 5 years.
10 years.
Not 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. We probably say
close,
10 years.
Real close to 10 years.
But in any event, all I said was that, I don't remember what I said, but it was poignant. That's all I remember.
I mean, I wouldn't be one to give marriage advice.
No, I know what I was talking about. I was talking about, what makes people want to marry people?
Yeah, that was one of them.
I mean, it is kind of creepy, though, right?
What is?
Like, the idea of getting married, like, I love you so much, so that everyone's involved in that.
No, it sounds to me, even the marriage vows sound like a death sentence. Till death do you part? Does that sound romantic and loving to you?
Well, I mean,
you,
I think
you two are going to be together till death. Oh, right there.
Because the law says so.
Oh, yeah. Lord. But then at death, you're free?
Yes.
Thank goodness. Get out of it. No, but I was saying, oh, I know what I was, the point I was making about the old married couple thing. That's where I was going with this. I was saying, ever since I met you, for whatever reason, even though you're a female, obviously, I never thought of you like that. I always thought of you, yeah, I always thought of you just like an annoying personality. That's what, no, I just,
I wish there were so many things I could say right now.
No, I'm just saying I never thought of you like that, but I'm sure a lot of guys probably did.
What's permissible on air? Like, oh, wait, I can say anything now, can't I? Because you're not.
No, you can't say anything on air. We can't.
Whatever you say.
No, we don't need letters. We'll get letters. We have a lot of churches.
I'll feel those.
Churches.
If they're listening.
Now, listen. No, but I'm making a point. Because I don't know what. Because what draws people to each other? Because I was talking about,
right.
You were never somebody, Michelle was never, I'm. It just was, you were buddies.
No, I understand that, yeah, I agree with you, I don't think that, I think that that's.
But I don't know what that is that draws you to people.
There's like definitely a
what drew different. You to your 27 husbands, I guess is what I'm asking.
I don't know.
Obviously not the right
thing. They're obviously very, all three of them are very different. There's three husbands, not 27.
It's hard to keep track. I don't know.
Like,
I'm
so
just having
ridiculous.
A good time today.
Are you?
Yeah, really.
Getaway Friday.
Getaway Friday. Uh-huh. Exactly. No, but I think it's interesting because we were talking about, we feel, a consensus earlier was that people get married either for money because they're having financial trouble, mm-hmm. and it is hard when you're on your own and you have, you know, it just gives you a little more expendable income, or they get married because people will say, well, if I'm not attracted to that person, I can't be around them. So it's either looks or money. And that's why marriages end in disaster.
I would like... I don't think so. I mean, I would...
Well, of course you wouldn't think so.
You're like... Why? I can say it. Like, no, I don't... Maybe that's true in some cases, but, like, I don't feel like I ever got married for, like, looks or money. There has to be some sort of connection. I mean, that's...
What is the connection?
Looks or money. What do you mean?
Like, what's the connection that runs through all your husbands?
There's obviously something different.
No, I'm just it's not a good question. That's a good question, isn't it, Linda?
A lack of judgment in there. Well, like, my first husband was my high school sweetheart. We were together forever.
Yeah, but what was the connection?
We were like best friends. I mean, like, that's, we just,
were
we
you
just
nice?
Were.
See, I've never seen that side of you, so it's a little shocking to me when
along.
You say you
like,
were
it's
nice.
Not, we still get along. Like, it's okay.
God bless your heart.
It just, sometimes when you're
you got
married
a great
like
kid.
That, dude. Out of that.
Was there two out of that one?
Yeah.
See, it's hard for me to keep track. I need a scorecard.
I have three boys.
I like all your kids.
Not that hard.
Whoa. I want to go on. I like all your kids. I've met all your kids. I've been very nice to all your kids. I like them. Mm-hmm. The oldest one is a good athlete. Mm-hmm. And I had him on the show. Mm-hmm. And I love the youngest one who does the videos.
Oh, he's so funny.
He's very. And the middle one actually agreed with me one day that you are difficult.
My middle one is, like, me made over. Like, we honestly have the same... We're a lot the same.
But he feels you're difficult.
He probably just agreed with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
He's that way. He's just nice.
Polite. Well, then you certainly aren't similar.
They're all very sweet.
So, we better get back to this. So, we're playing the game and I beat you, whatever it is. Sequence, kerplunk.
Okay. Whatever.
You don't know the name.
I forget what it is. Okay. Pattern game.
So, you got angry. You did get angry.
Well, no, I didn't get angry. It was because you were, like, throwing a victory in my face about a game that I didn't even know we were playing. Like, I was helping. You didn't even give me a chance. Like, we didn't... Because I even think I said, like, okay, let's race. Like, let's do this. You and I, like, I won't help anyone, and we'll focus. And you're like, no, I already beat you. Why would I do that again?
No, that's not true. Because you said, we'll go do something like bowling. And I was thinking in my brain, what does bowling... What is that?
That came on later. That wasn't all in the same day.
Well, that never happened. So we get to last week, where I brought up this situation. I was just pointing out that you were a sore loser, really, is all I was trying to bring up in that conversation. So we get to that, and all of a sudden, you just, we already went through it, but you said, I'm an athlete,
no,
and I'm strong.
We got the right. You're making comments about me, like, not being strong and being weak and...
Well, I don't think you're...
She doesn't look like she's strong. Okay. You're saying all these things.
You're on camera. There you go.
Yeah.
Checkmate.
Checkmate what?
You don't look...
I'm not flexing. Like, if I knew I was on camera and I needed to flex, I'd wear, like, a tank top or something. Like, I don't think I need to...
Well,
like,
I don't think we need the flexing, but I'm just saying...
Maybe you do.
Just look. Now, Linda, all I'm saying is...
You put me on the spot, right?
Right?
Yeah, I feel bad putting you on the spot.
Well, you did say she didn't look like a Serena Williams.
No, she didn't look like a Serena
Williams.
And
I agree with that. I'm not like a professional athlete. That's not what I'm trying to say.
What are you trying to say? I'll give you the...
She's a big woman.
Right. Yeah. Right. She's strong. I'm not even trying to compare myself to something like that.
But I'm trying to figure out how strong you are.
I told you. I said you need to decide what your definition... What would you do if you were like... What could I do?
Go lift a car. Can you lift a car?
Why would I lift a car? Like, that's what you... Somebody has to be strong to lift a car. You go lift a car.
I lifted one this morning. I kind of hurt my back when I did it, so I don't want to do it again.
See?
But
this is where we're at.
Outside earlier, I was lifting a car. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm just saying... And again, I have prefaced this every time I've said it. I have said, you don't look out of shape. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is you don't look like a roughneck. And I use Serena Williams in this... Well, like, you know, like you're going to hurt somebody.
I don't want to hurt anybody. I would never hurt anybody.
Like, I would not be fearful of you.
Nor do you want to run around looking like you're going to terrorize, right?
Why would
everybody
I do that?
You run into,
yeah.
right?
All I'm saying is I would not be fearful of you. Like, you don't strike like she's going to handle herself.
Oh, I think I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I think I'd be, like, I try to be okay.
No, but so the question is, Linda.
Oh, goodness.
Does she look like... what's the term?
She looks like she can hold her own.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I never said I could, like, throw cards around or be a professional athlete.
Maybe you could.
I think I can hold my own. That's it.
You should run an obstacle course. I buy it if you could run an obstacle course.
Okay, put that together.
I'll put the obstacle course together. In my free time, I'll put together an obstacle course.
That'd be real fun.
But no, that's all I'm saying. You're the one who brought it up. I never saw you do anything athletic, and maybe that's why I'm confused.
I brought it up because you were putting me down.
Me? Put you down?
Shocking, isn't it?
I can't imagine anything like that would ever go on.
Wow.
How about you miss this fun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't very nice, was it?
I'm nice.
Is everybody okay? I see your phone keeps lighting up over there.
My son was texting me. He's okay, but okay. That's what I was looking at.
See, I'm worried about you. I worry that something bad might happen. I'm paying attention. Why do you have to be let... Linda, did you know that there was going to be a camera on today?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know. Like,
she hasn't been here in a year, though.
Right.
Like, right, but what's wrong with Facebook Live?
I mean, don't you usually give people a heads up if you're going to have a camera on them, though? I mean, I would.
Sometimes I don't even think about it till they come in a room.
Yeah, like, nobody's paying attention.
Oh, we're on Facebook Live. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me know, right?
See, right.
Yeah, Mary Ellen was on Facebook Live last week when she was in here.
That's sweet. That's awesome.
She didn't know when she was coming in.
Great. Well, she always looks good. Yes, she's always dressed and always ready.
Of course, sure.
She is.
Yes.
Right. I agree. Her and I don't have this problem.
Oh, no. Although I've witnessed you yelling at Mary Ellen.
I never yelled at Mary Ellen.
Yes.
That's a lie.
She jumped. Poor Mary Ellen said...
No.
Yes, she did.
I did not... No.
You
Why would I yell at the 40th treasurer of the United States, my dear friend?
He definitely thought you did.
Well, there was a misinterpretation that went on. And that was a horrible situation, but she knew, once she jumped, I said, oh no, I wasn't yelling at you, I was yelling at Sean.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't believe she thought I would yell at her.
I know.
I felt horrible.
Bad, but then we were kind of laughing. She laughed it off once we realized what happened.
Well, she did. Here's what happened, Linda. You ever heard about this?
No, I hadn't.
This is the thing. We were at the root beer stand, and at the root beer stand, you can't really see around each other because you're all sitting in line. Mm-hmm. And it was Abby and me and Mary Ellen and Sean, and Michelle was behind the counter. And Michelle and Mary Ellen and Sean were all having this conversation over here, and I was having a conversation with Abby at that time. And I got a message that we had disconnected from the station because we were doing a remote. And Sean was supposed to be monitoring if we were connected or not. Mm-hmm. So Mary Ellen's between Sean and I, but she's got her back to me. And I'm trying to motion to Sean without saying anything that right. we have disconnected because we need to get back on the air.
Right.
So... And he's just not getting it. He's talking to Mary Ellen and Michelle and not paying attention to me at all. So all I said was, I yelled, pay attention! And Mary Ellen thought I was yelling at her to pay attention. So she jumped and turned, and I said, no, no, not you. I was Sean.
Right, right. Yeah.
There you go. There's our fan base
understanding.
Honking out there. So that's all it was.
Yes.
Yeah, misunderstanding.
But people always think I'm condescending to you, too. And I don't think I am, though. I think this is just how I talk to you.
It's definitely just you. Is it condescending?
Now, Linda, maybe. We've been around each other for many years now. Have you ever found me?
I don't think intentional.
No.
That's just Scott.
Excuse me.
So you get a pass for being condescending then?
I'm not
condescending.
Linda, have you ever felt that I was condescending?
No, I thought
you rise to the occasion, so that keeps it like ping pong, right? Back and forth and back and forth.
I can hold my own.
Yes, you can. Yes,
but you would never say I've been condescending to you, would you, Linda?
Oh, no.
No, of course not.
I don't want her to be that way to her either.
No. So I don't know why you think I'm condescending to you.
It's not just me.
You're just combative.
No, I'm just not going to let you talk to me like that.
Like one time you told me early on, you said you are full of...
Uh-huh, beans.
Not beans.
I know.
But you said something else.
I'm not. Yes, I did. I did say that.
Now, right then, you know you're going to have to get something back when you make a comment like that.
You were telling a story, and I called you out on it.
Not about you.
But it was at work and why he suddenly went missing at work for like 45 minutes of our day.
Wow.
So then he made up a story as to where he was,
networking.
Which was not true. No.
Networking. I was networking.
Being full of beans. That's what he was doing.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left. And it's great you've come in. You're going to have to come back with Michelle.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, that would be a wonderful combination, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
And we'd have Michelle, and Michelle could meet Linda, and Michelle could, you know, come in and defend me, because, you know, the things you say are a little off the beam. But,
Right.
So what would you like to say at this point? I'll give you a minute.
You're full of beans.
What did I say today that was full of beans?
All of your stories were just not quite, they're like Scottified, right? Like, they're just not
Scottified.
Quite...
If that means honest, then I believe it. If that means 100% the truth, then I believe it. So, Linda, what do you think? You've seen it now. You never met her till today.
Right. I think she's nice.
See?
Yes, I do.
But she's just not nice to me. Do you think she's nice to me?
Well, you two have this
right
ping pong type conflict going on, right?
I give it back. I'm not just going
to
be like...
Right, she rises to... Take it. To the occasion and...
Yeah, but would you say that I'm... Because I always bring up Michelle, and number one, because she's listening, but number two, I met you both at exactly the same time.
Right.
Would you say I'm condescending to her?
No.
There you go. What's the difference?
I don't know why you just chose me.
So you were chosen, right?
You were the chosen one.
I was.
Because you told me I was full of something.
Not the first day we met.
Very early on.
It was not that early on. It was definitely months in.
I don't think you waited months. And then you say things like, you know, you're going to have to do something today.
Well, that was definitely later on. That was like 2 years in. I had 2 years of frustration built up of doing it
was
all.
It was frustration?
Yeah.
It was a tough one?
It was.
So what have we learned today? I always like at the end of these programs to see if we've actually learned anything. Did you learn anything today?
No, because we didn't decide what would make you believe that I'm strong. So, you know, that's still an issue.
I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Well, I helped out with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She did say
Ooh.
I could hold my own.
She helped out. I said she
hold her
hold
own,
her
but
own.
She's not going to do anything that's going to be, like, impressive. That's all I'm saying.
That's impressive, though.
No, well, I'm saying, like, okay.
Golly. You always talk about how old I am, which is not much older than you.
Old enough.
Be honest.
Old enough.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. All I'm saying is I don't know, but I don't believe... Well, just explain to me...
Do you make sentences when you talk, or just, like, not?
All right. I'm going to write a word down here, and then... Was that not the most horrible thing to say, Linda?
Oh, I love it.
It was rude, Linda. It was rude.
Anytime you can make Scott not talk, it's good.
I'm just saying I've never seen you do anything that was impressive in 3 years, and I would have think I would have seen a feat of strength if this was one of your traits.
What? I don't know what you want to do that's going to be, like, impressive.
Well, what do you do that's impressive? Certainly not speak or plan or...
jobs, raise kids, run a household, be a single mom for a portion of the time that I knew you. I've kind of done
now,
it all.
Now, what was your last name then? I always get confused.
Bite me.
Whoa!
That was it.
Whoa! Hey! This is a family program.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? You can't be doing that sort of thing.
I forgot you said that I could say whatever I wanted now. So
Just because your last name is like an eye chart doesn't mean you should get angry at me.
Oh, Scott.
Man. Well, anger management maybe is what we should see.
Something.
We could not bleep that, could we?
No, and that Linda, of all the wholesome years we've been here at the WGH family, have you ever heard such a rude comment directed in somebody's way?
Oh.
I mean, gosh, I'm here on the air every day spreading sugar and sunshine cinnamon.
Wow. She's not impressive. Nothing she could ever do is impressive, so...
I'm just saying...
I'm back at that.
Well, tell me, quickly, what can you do that's impressive?
I just did. I just named, like, 5 things.
Oh, no, you're a good mother, and all that other stuff you said, I don't remember what you said.
Yeah, not impressive at all.
No, it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about competitiveness.
Right, what do you want to do? Like, push-ups? Like, you want to,
yeah,
like,
do push-ups. Get on the floor and push yourself up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you want to do? What would you be like, oh, okay, that's impressive. I've asked you. Like
on a scale of 1 to 10, how strong do you believe you are?
For, like, other women my age? Or, like, what am I strong
against? Most women your age are osteoporosis and hunched over.
Miss Linda.
Well, I don't think we've solved this problem. Maybe we'll get
not today.
No.
No,
we didn't
today.
Quite get there today. Well, Linda, it's been good to see you as always
good
every
to see
Friday.
You. Yes.
Now, you'll come back more often than a year, right?
Maybe.
And you'll know that a camera is here next time
right.
on you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'll probably still look the same, but, you know, a heads up is good. I should have known.
Well, how do you look today? Got a little gray going on here in the whip.
Yes, so? What does that mean?
No, I'm just surprised because you dye your hair. You think you would have got that little spot with the gray in it.
You too, right?
Hey, listen, it's been a rough year. Don't push me around. All right. Well, no, I'm just, you know, maybe did your hairdresser miss this?
No, I haven't been to the hairdresser.
I can tell. All right, well, that's going to wrap up this program for this week. We thank Abby for coming in. Linda, it's always good to see you.
Good to see
Voice
you
of
too.
The people.
Nice meeting you, Abby.
Nice to meet you
every
too.
Wednesday and Thursday here on this station, 10:15 to 12 noon. You'll be back soon because we're going to get Michelle in here.
Okay.
And we'll also get you back in here because you're going to do something. And now that I didn't even think you could do it on camera.
Okay, let's.
And next
time,
be ready to really nail it in front of the camera there.
I am down.
Show us all. Show us your Serena Williams. 8 to 10 tonight, we'll be on the station, Angie and I. Don't miss that for love. Now, that's a good, wholesome show.
Angie's sweet. Absolutely.
And she's around me. That should say something. All right. For this day, Scott Spears for this bunch, heading for the dugout.
Was the largest population center in Marion County, with a total population of 38,000 residents. This marked a 10% growth in the town's population since 1990, and the county itself experienced a 3% growth rate to a total population of 66,217 people